And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Hey, listeners. My name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to The Wave of Wire.
Everybody, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of The Wave Wire, your home of fantasy basketball. My name's Tim, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, James. James, what's up?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another very exciting episode. This is the trade deadline special.
Trade deadline, James.
We've saved it till Sunday, because we're going to go through a comprehensive review of everyone new. I won't preview too much right now, Tim, but basically we've organised everyone who's been traded into a couple of different categories, and we're going to go through everything. So, Tim, you ready to kick off the show?
Boy, oh boy, am I ready to kick off this show, James.
Well, Tim, we've categorized into five categories today. So we've got the definite ads. These are people who've been displaced by trades, you know, freed up for better opportunities and or the like.
Players been traded away, and they're now fit to take over that starting position.
Drop. Players who have been waived, etc., etc., you know,
or just completely lost all fantasy value.
Yeah, people who've lost all fantasy value. Wait and see. Not too sure how things will pan out, but we'll give you a little bit of an insight onto where we think things will go from there. Trade, they're at their highest value now. You can probably still get a little bit for them. It's not worth dropping them straight out because you can probably still get a bit, but we'd probably be jumping off the ship at the moment. And steer clear. That one speaks for itself.
And I'm pretty sure it's fairly obvious, James. If you're not getting the hidden with that one...
Yeah, these are the players.
Everyone's a ringing, I think.
These are the players who, you know, they have the low percentage ownership. People think, oh, I've got a steal here. You don't have a steal there.
Actually, you do have a steal. Can we start with steal clear? Because I just want to talk about one man. Or should we?
No, Tim. We've got to go through.
Can't wreck the structure. I'm
descending
sorry.
Descending order.
I can't wreck your beautiful structure. All right, James. Let's start with the ads. So, first up, we got the big trade. We have to talk about the big trade. DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins moving on. He doesn't feature in the ads team because, do you know why? He's probably owned at about 99% of leagues. He's on the don't drop list, actually.
Yeah, so he can't be in it. He can't be an ad.
So he's in 100% of leagues. He doesn't make this list because he's not worth, you know. But we'll just speak quickly on Boogie. It's his team now, Tim.
That was one game.
Two games.
How did he play today?
12 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, Tim. Pretty handy performance. Not, you know, not like... as good as Anthony Davis, who had 39 and 14, but still pretty good.
We actually predicted that his assists would go up. As you can tell, 6 assists is pretty good. That's almost a Nikola Jokic-like stats.
Yeah, they ran a pick and roll between Boogie and Anthony Davis.
There's some serious gravity on that pick and roll, I can tell you right now.
Boogie threw up the alley-oop pass to Anthony Davis. That was pretty cool for the slam.
Boogie's lost a lot of production in points, I think, here.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is the point scorer.
I think Boogie will be the dirty work for this team. He'll get all the rebounds and, you know, the steals, the blocks.
The assists.
The angry soul. But he'll get a lot of assists, I think. Points, I'd probably say his average would drift down to around 20 per game.
Yeah.
I can't see both of them.
I think Anthony Davis's rebounds and assists will take a hit.
Yeah, well, I can't see them both sustaining, you know, being in the top five scorers in the league.
No.
For one team. I mean, they really haven't got much else outside Drew Holiday. Now they mortgage the future for them.
They scored 14 points outside those three, James.
Yeah. Not great.
14. So I could score 14 points.
Exactly. Jarrett Jack, just quickly, he's... No, actually, we'll discuss him later, Tim. All right. First out of the day, Buddy Hill.
Yep, absolutely.
Vivek said, we're going to get you. And
they did.
They did get him. So he was the man this trade really... Boogie was part of the trade, but... the whole trade was executed for Buddy Hield, really. So it's pretty special. But the young man, decent performance against Denver on debut in Sacramento Culls.
Yeah, he put up a couple of points. Definitely some increasing signs from what he put up. He's a sneaky ad right here. I wouldn't say he's a must-have.
He's not a must-have, but he's just he's a
definitely
sneaky little
He's definitely an expendable choice you can have on your bench.
Yeah.
I'd definitely give him a go.
But he's someone you can, you know, you can look to cycle through even if you're streaming players. So he's a handy little option there, Tim. Do you see much else production-wise from him?
Look, I think he's going to average about 14 points.
Yeah, here. Two or three three-pointers a game.
Maybe two rebounds, two assists, and a steal.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's going to give you.
He'll eventually start, I think.
At the moment, that's what he's going to give you, and I think he's going to get 25 minutes a night here. He's not ready to add other things to his game. He's just purely a point scorer.
Yeah.
But he still has...
He's young.
Still has some value. Still has some value.
He's got some good development.
Others in that trade, none of them are in the ad pile.
No, Tim, no one else. We'll talk about Tyreek Evans here. Interesting one. So New Orleans were pretty careful with his...
James, you're ruining the structure. Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back to the ads. We can't ruin the structure.
No, sure. The structure must not be ruined. Tim, I've got this one here. Nikola Mirotic.
Really?
Doug McDermott has been moved on. The young prospect. I'm pretty sure you're pretty happy with that draft day trade that Devin's made now, Tim.
Gary Harris is a superstar.
So Doug McDermott has moved on, clearing out the starting small forward in Chicago. So the starting lineup was, you know, Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo at the start of the season. It doesn't look like that anymore, Tim. Michael Carter-Williams now starts with Dwayne Wade. And Mirotić will be seeing a lot of minutes now, I think. Doug McBuckets isn't there anymore.
Taj Gibson's
moved on, so there's some power forward and small forward minutes there for Mirotić.
But you have to watch out because King Joffrey.
Yeah, King Joffrey making an impact over there in Chicago.
Good old King Joffrey.
Easy now, steer clear list him.
Adds Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotić.
Yeah, Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotić in there. I mean, Bobby Portis isn't a good basketball player, honestly.
He's got a couple of points here today. Put up a couple of points. He got a double-double in his first
game. You can add him. He's probably a streaming option, but I think Mirotić is a bona fide add. Will keep his place in your team.
He's got 20 points, had a stupid amount of rebounds.
He had a fantastic game today because, you know what, Tim? When they give him an opportunity...
Bullshit, James.
Why?
He's not going to keep up that sort of production. No. He's a horrible Nikola Mirotić has shot 29% from the field.
He's a better basketball player than Bobby Portis, Tim.
James, I don't want to hear it. Nikola Mirotić is all about his beard.
He's in the ads. Is his beard as good as Josh Lloyd's?
Absolutely not. Nothing no. is as beautiful as that.
Well, Mirotić stays in the ad pile for me.
No.
Next ad, Tim.
Terrence Ross. I added him as soon as that trade went through.
Well, I was the first one to add him, actually, and then I dropped him onto the waiver wire.
Because you're a moron.
I kept streaming him. I didn't think he'd play as good as he'd played today.
Today, 25 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers.
Handy production.
Hit 2 threes.
Handy production.
That's very, very good for someone who was probably rated as a top 200.
He'll be starting at shooting guard, but a sneaky little one here to...
Small forward, James.
What?
He starts a small forward.
Sorry.
Evan Fournier starts a shooting guard.
Sorry.
You got to know your magic, mate.
Doesn't matter anyway. Terrence Ross will be playing around 25 minutes a game, but sneakily, I think... Mario Hezonja.
No.
Not a sneaky ad. He's a wait and see.
Don't even tell me he's a sneaky ad.
No, he's a wait and see.
I would have kicked you off this podcast.
We'll be talking about him a little bit later. He's in the wait and see pile.
James, there's a lot of people vying for your spot here on the podcast. I could just kick you off like that.
No, Tim, he's in the wait and see pile, and we'll be discussing him a little bit later.
I don't care about this. Mario Hezonja is a bust.
He'll be talked about a little bit later. Tim, Rashaan Holmes.
Yeah, Rashaan Holmes is good.
He's an ad for me at this point in time because Joel Embiid is expected to miss another 3 or 4 games. Jahlil Okafor is starting. Playing his brains out at the moment, Tim.
We always knew he was a scorer.
Had 2 fantastic games for Philly in the wake of the trades for Noel. So,
James, we always knew he was a scorer.
Yeah, well, Jahlil's on the ad list, actually, too, Tim, because I think he should be having him. He's the starting centre while Joel Embiid's out. I mean, we don't really know what's going on with Joel Embiid. And referencing that podcast with Josh Lloyd a couple of episodes ago, you can't trust any of the injury information coming out of Philadelphia. So let's assume for now Embiid's going to be missing the next 2 or so weeks.
Yeah,
so
Ben Simmons has been ruled out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, so I'd be focusing. Yeah, apparently he was going to come back about 3 weeks ago. Yep. Now he's not playing a game this year. So... Rashaan Holmes and Jahlil Okafor, I'd be looking to target him. Pretty handy options at the power forward and centre position.
Rashaan Holmes is only an option whilst him and Jahlil Okafor. Because this is what
when Embiid comes back.
This is what's happened here, James. Depth chart. Joel Embiid, Jahlil Okafor / Nerlens Noel. And then You got a deep cavern of shit. And Rashaan Holmes. Now, Rashaan Holmes isn't a bad player. He's a grinder. He's a hard-working player. He's not the most skillful, but he's a very hard-working player. So what's happened here is Embiid's been injured, so Nerlens and Joel have been splitting those minutes, and Rashaan's played maybe like 5 minutes if he's lucky. Now Nerlens Noel's gone, there's minutes to split. And guess what? Rashaan Holmes is purely a fantasy ad on the fact of opportunity that he's now getting minutes.
Yeah, when Joel Embiid
he had no value, and now he has value because there's minutes to be played.
Yeah, when Joel Embiid comes back,
see you later,
he's a drop. He's 100% of a drop. So for now, we're looking at Rashaan Holmes and Jahlil Okafor. We like them. They're tasty little options, Tim.
Absolutely.
On to the next ad.
Who's the next ad, Jen?
Nerlens Noel. Speaking of Philly, we've got Philly crazy around here. Andrew Bogut's gone. Salamedri isn't a good basketball player.
Nerlens Noel's
Dirk Nowitzki may continue to play a little bit of center. But for now, Nerlens Noel is going to be the franchise center for the time being. I think that Mark Cuban will max him out. And they'll prepare for the future, Tim, by playing him some major minutes at the center spot. And Nerlens Noel should have a good fantasy output as a result of that.
Yeah, really athletic, really big, really good, like, alley-oop guy. Effectively a Tyson Chandler-esque player, but with more athleticism, really. He's got all the basic tools to be a superstar there in Dallas.
Yeah, Tim, another trade in Philadelphia. The trade that pushed out Ersan Ilyasova for Tiago Splitter. Now, Tiago Splitter's been waived, or will be waived shortly, which means with the starting power forward, Ersan Ilyasova now leaving, it means leaves all the minutes up to Dario Saric. Tim, he's had two monster games.
Dario Saric is a must-add. That's all that needs to be
he's,
said.
He should be getting up to close to 100% ownership, I think, because he's had two monster games in his since Ilyasova left, because he's going to be playing the most minutes because they're pretty short. They're not short in power forwards. They've got Rashaan Holmes who can play a little bit of power forward as well. They just choose not to play him there. Saric is their best option to develop, and they're going to play him a lot of minutes and see what he can do. But he's playing fantastic alongside. Yeah,
they're actually playing through him without Embiid.
Yeah.
Because they used to play a couple of possessions through Embiid. That's why his usage rate was so high. And without Embiid, they're actually playing through him as the playmaker.
He's been a good playmaker at power forward.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting for Ben Simmons to come back, to come into the team to be the real playmaker. TJ McConnell won't be, or he might continue to play the point guard, but he won't be, facilitating everything. He'll just be a scoring point guard.
Yeah, we'll talk about the others as we move further down, because we don't want to wreck this structure.
We've got to keep the structure, Tim. Nurkic, he's a must-add too.
Absolutely. They love him here in Portland.
Yeah,
love him.
Didn't start in the first game, but quickly gained the starting role for the next outing since the trade. Been pretty good so far.
Yeah, he deserves it. He deserves it, the Bosnian beast. He's got the
double-double threat with a couple of blocks to add to it.
I think he needed a change-up.
A change of scenery. Yeah, absolutely.
Jokic was taking all of his minutes, and he needed this. And he suits the Portland system really well, and he's going to be an absolute monster down
there. He's probably good for a double-double and a couple of blocks a night.
Oh, absolutely is.
So that's a very handy add to have coming off your bench. And, even your 10-man leagues, honestly, I'd be adding him. TJ Warren, Tim, another ad.
Absolutely. We've talked about TJ Warren many times. We said he'd come good, and he didn't. He got better, but he didn't come as soon as he hasn't returned to his beginning of the season form. I don't think he ever will. I think that was just an outlier, really.
Yeah.
But I think TJ Warren now with PJ Tucker.
He's the only small forward on the roster.
Yeah, PJ Tucker getting traded. He's got the keys to the kingdom there.
It works the same way for Marquese Chriss as well, Tim, with Jared Dudley being the only backup power forward there.
Jared Dudley plays small forward.
He can play with both, but he does play a lot. Most of his minutes are power forward. But Marquese Chriss now has the green light to play more than around 15 minutes a game. So he's should the confidence of knowing he's going to be on the floor for around 30 minutes a game should be pretty good for him for the young fella. And he's developed quite well, played well since the All-Star break and the two appearances they've had. And probably not a must-add, but I'd be looking at him if you don't have any other options.
Marquese Chriss, he'd probably be a 14. 14 man to
16
man.
He does fit a niche with his scoring, rebounds.
He's really just scoring.
There's a lot of other options there, but I think you can take a look at him if you really want to.
James, he wasn't in our ads because didn't need to be in. Anyway, you're ruining the structure again.
Last ad.
Yogi Ferrell. Absolutely, yep. Has to be in a...
Deron Williams being waived clears the way for the young man who's worked his way from being undrafted and signing the 10-day contract.
Oh, we love these stories, don't we? We love these stories.
Absolutely balling.
Feels
in
like
Dallas.
You're playing 2K15.
Oh, it does. He's been balling in Dallas. He's been fantastic, Yogi Ferrell.
I was all over him when he was in Brooklyn anyway. Yeah, I don't know why they waived him.
Signed him to a 2-year deal, I think.
Yeah, 2-year deal.
They've given him the keys to the offense, Tim. Seth Curry alongside him is also a must-add. It's been fantastic, Tim.
I think it's a bit strong.
3-pointers, he's good for him. And Yogi Ferrell...
Wait, Steph Curry, oh yeah, must-add.
Seth Curry, Tim.
Oh, Steph, yeah, yeah. Who's Seth?
They're the new starting backcourt with Deron Williams gone. Devin Harris is always bloody injured. JJ Barea is injured. So for now, Yogi Ferrell and Seth Curry are all they've got, and you've got to have them in your lineups, I think.
Absolutely. All right, Dames, now on to the drops.
Yeah, you can kick off the first one, the man we just talked about.
Deron Williams, see you later, champ.
Look, prospects probably don't look too great in Cleveland behind Kyrie. I mean, J.R. Smith is out. If they are willing to play Kyrie and Deron Williams together, could be some minutes, but I don't see too much of that happening.
Deron's fantasy value took a massive hit by getting waived.
Yeah.
It's barely going back up, going to the Cavs. He's there to be...
He probably won't play till the playoffs too much.
He'll play 10 to 15, I think, again.
They are struggling with injuries at the moment, so with J.R. Smith, that'll be interesting to see if they do decide to go the two-guard lineups. But that's a definitely, you know, drop him first and maybe pick him up later if he turns out to be viable. But I really, really strongly don't think he will
be. The only thing he's going to do there is assist. Yeah. He's not going to score points. He's not going to rebound. That's what he's there for. He's not going to get steals. He's not going to get blocks. He's not going to shoot a good field goal percentage.
Yeah, I think, he's definitely in the drop pile, Tim. His fantasy value is not worth taking the punt on.
Play 10 to 15 minutes to get about 5 assists.
Yeah. Unless you're in a 26-man league, Tim, I wouldn't be looking at him.
26-man league, there's not enough.
there is enough players, actually.
You'd be going for players like, Kyle Wilcher. Yeah. You'd be wanting him in your lineup at a 26-man.
Derek Jones Jr., maybe. Another drop, Tim, Andrew Bogut.
Yeah,
regardless of where he gets picked up, he's
too injury prone.
Too injury prone, and the fact that he's probably won't play about 50. All the teams that are, you know, looking at him, they all have starting centers and center rotations. You know, Houston.
He's there to be the veteran playoff presence.
Exactly. Houston has 3 centers. Cavaliers have Tristan Thompson, who they played a max contract. They're not going to start Andrew Bogut over him. Who else is Utah's got Rudy Gobert.
He's going to play about 10 to 15 minutes.
Boston were, you know, rumored to be interested. They got Al Horford and Amir Johnson and, you know, Kelly Olynyk. So,
in my opinion,
he's definitely a drop.
Andrew Bogut is one of those players. He's very good to your team, but he's not very good to your fantasy team. He's probably one of the best screeners in the league.
He sets
one of
the
best
tone.
Facilitators. Not passer at center, but facilitator.
Yeah.
At the center position, he does a lot for your team. Does a lot in the playmaking, good for
space.
Yeah,
he does a lot of the dirty work for a team that goes unnoticed, you know. He'd be probably welcome on a lot of teams, but just for fantasy, he's just a drop at the moment, Tim. Even if a lot of people probably wouldn't have held on to him, but get rid of him.
Next one, Terrence Jones. He got waived.
Get rid of him.
Omri Caspi, waived. Injured for the rest of the season. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. And PJ Tucker, Tim, I think he's a drop. His value took a hit by moving over to Toronto. You know, he's behind Damari Carroll there. Norman Powell's there as well. But I don't see him having too much value off the bench there.
Well, he's brought in as the defensive forward to play on LeBron James. Yeah, exactly. That's what he was brought in as.
Exactly.
Can shoot the three. Definitely can shoot the three.
But not often enough to get him into your lineups, I think.
Do you know what you're going
to
do? Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if a PJ Tucker stat line consisted of 6 points, 2 rebounds, and about 4 steals.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe 2 blocks.
But I can't...
And both of them, he'd be 2 of 2 from 3.
Yeah, that's in the playoffs, though, not during the regular season, mate. Damari Carroll...
PJ Tucker's going to be very, very handy for the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, but Damari Carroll's ahead of him on the death chart, Tim. PJ Tucker doesn't really have too much value coming off the bench. Maybe you can sneak a trade for him if you're lucky. But I think he's just worth a drop, you know, move on from him, to be honest.
Do you want to give a PJ Tucker?
What?
An old pair of socks.
Yeah, maybe half a bag of chips.
If you're lucky.
All right, Tim, we've got... That's
what,
the drops.
The bit with the air or the bit without the chips?
That's the drop section of the segment of the show. Now we've gone on to...
We zoomed through that.
We did, because they're pretty, you know, clean and simple, those ones.
Pretty self-explanatory.
These ones are a little bit more confusing. We've got a lot of explaining here to do, Tim. This is the wait and see section. So these are the ones we're not too sure about. You know, we have a kind of a sum of idea, but we're not too sure, you know, whether their value will go up or go down. And these are probably the people, their value will probably stay pretty similar.
All right. I want to talk about this first one because, honestly, I don't know why he is, but he's one of my favourite players in the league. Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson, yeah, you're a big fan.
I don't know why. I just love him. He goes in there, shoots about 7 shots, puts up, no, probably about 8 or 9 shots.
He's playing around 27 minutes.
Shoots about 50%, gets his 15 points, gets his 8 rebounds, and then plays about 25 minutes and sits on the bench.
Yeah.
It's perfect. He's such a reliable and consistent player. I think he's going to do exactly what he did in Chicago back in OKC if they give him the opportunity.
He'll crack the starting lineup eventually, I believe.
I think he just came off the bench because...
Yeah, first game.
Obviously, he wasn't ready. He hadn't had a training. Wasn't ready to really play. He just arrived in the morning. So we'll have to see how he goes there. Especially next season, I think he's going to have that starting role if he's still there at the end of next season, once he gets a full preseason with the OKC Thunder.
He's expiring contract.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Denver going after him. I actually wouldn't.
So I wonder, that would probably mean that OKC is forced into starting Taj Gibson if they want to keep him, because if he sits on the bench for the rest of the way, there's no chance of re-signing.
Gee, he's a really good contract, he's Taj Gibson. Yeah. Oh, I love Taj Gibson. Seriously, 15 points, 8 rebounds, couple of steals, maybe 1 or 2 assists.
I think he'll probably be good for that.
He's going to shoot a super, super good percentage.
With Russell Westbrook, yeah. I think he'll be good for that. Well, similar numbers to what he was putting up in Chicago. Maybe, I'm not sure about the minutes, that's the only thing. I'm not sure what Billy Donovan's going to do there with Giannis Sabonis, who has been not bad. The youngster.
He's learning.
So, I mean, we'll wait and see on... Taj Gibson.
Sabonis has no fantasy value, just saying.
Yeah, just don't worry about Sabonis. All right, Tim, wait and see. Tyreek Evans.
Yeah, he's back home.
I did give a little sneak peek on him before. Yeah, he's back home in Sacramento. I don't think that's his home, but he was drafted there and, you know, played there for a little bit.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, rookie of the year in Sacramento. So, you know, New Orleans was very careful with his minute management. They were increasing his minutes
by... Never really played much.
Yeah, they're increasing his minutes by 1 minute per week, and he got up to around 24, 25 minutes, I think. And then in his first game in Sacramento, he played 27 minutes. So,
shout out to our New Orleans medical staff, probably the worst in the league.
So, well, I mean, there were early reports as soon as the trade went through was Etuan Moore didn't move. Langston Galloway and Tyreek Evans would be waived. Langston Galloway, I don't think so. Saw too much of the floor. But Tyreek Evans, you know, played not bad. So if you got him, I think if you've got him at the moment, like I do, I have him in my lineup. If you've got him, I'd probably hang on to him.
Apparently he was going to get waived.
Yeah, he didn't get waived though.
Matt Barnes got waived. Another drop. See you, Matt Barnes.
Yeah. This should have been earlier in the show, Tim.
I'm ruining the structure. I get a
Tyreek Evans, I think if you've got him in your lineup, I'll probably keep him, check him out, see how he goes for the next couple of games. Probably hold off on adding him.
He's the expendable.
Yeah.
He's the expendable person on your roster right now.
But I wouldn't, you know, he's not a 100% drop. I'd keep him for a little bit.
You're definitely taking a risk on him.
I'm willing to take the risk on him so far at the moment. We'll see how he goes. But I think if Buddy Hield ends up cracking the starting lineup and starting shooting guard for the rest of the year, which I think everyone expected, then Evans' value will go, you know, rock bottom.
Well, James, I'm going to let you talk about this next person because I know you definitely want to.
Lou Williams, Tim. Interesting one here.
You spell Williams, you replace the I's with 3's.
Yeah. It just doesn't miss. He's a champion, Lou Williams. What a fantastic trade for Houston to rid themselves of Corey Brewer. Shout out Corey Brewer, fantastic bloke. Just not very good at basketball. Oh, he's good at basketball. He's a lot better than I am.
He's good at greyhound racing. The greyhound.
He's good at basketball, just not compared, you know, not at the NBA level anymore. Just his body's letting him down a little bit now. So
if you can't shoot a 3, you're not in D'Antoni's roster.
Yeah, exactly. So Lou Williams fits the bill perfectly in Houston. 3-point shooter, gets to the foul line a lot, can facilitate well and run an offense, and very, very good percentage in isolation from pick and rolls. Tim, 95th percentile. Just a little, that's your little NBA fast stat from the waiver. Averaged around, you know, 24 or so minutes in Lakeland.
Lakers Nation.
I think he'll probably... You know, the Rockets have been experimenting in the two first games with three-guard lineups of Patrick Beverley, Eric Gordon, and Lou Williams and James Harden's swapped in for Patrick Beverley and the like. So the Rockets are going small, and I think you'll probably see now that he's probably, you know, him and Sam Decker have to share the small forward minutes now that Corey Brewer's gone. I probably think you'll see around the same, you know, 24, 25 minutes, just in a much more high-powered offense, a lot more opportunities for Lou Williams to score. You know, he's not relying on him creating all the offense for himself. He'll be the beneficiary of James Harden's work. And I'd wait and see on him. I think he'll be good for, what was he averaging, 2.5, 3 pointers a game? Probably maybe 4 now. He could be like Eric Gordon, just chuck up threes and nothing else. But we'll see. I think he'll probably finish around the 16, 17 points per game mark, drop off from the 18 he's got so far, but you know, probably similar output. I think he'll get a lot more assists in the Houston system.
There's two things I have to say to that, James. First of all, you know where you go. You know where you're getting with Lou Williams.
Yeah, you're getting threes.
You know, you're getting scoring. You're getting threes. If you want an assist, you've got the wrong guy.
No,
James, listen to me. If you want an assist, Lou, in the fourth quarter, Lou's not passing it.
Yeah,
if you give it to him in the corner and there's someone there and he has a chance, he's shooting that ball. James, he's shooting that ball. He's not going to get a rebound. Don't be silly.
But he's a better facilitator than Patrick Beverley, so he'll be running the plays while Harden's off the floor.
He's going to turn the ball over. You have to wait and see on him.
If you've got him.
He's just a scorer. He's legit. Points is the most overrated thing we've discussed before. But he's a very good point scorer.
And he has gets a lot of three-pointers for you. That's what he's valuable asset. But I think if you've got him, you can take the risk on holding on to him because you probably get a similar output to what he put out at the Lakers. But I wouldn't be, you know, seeking him out and adding him in your league. If he hasn't been added already, I think you can hold off a little bit and chuck him in there eventually.
Second of all, I'm very happy with this move to the Houston Rockets because this completely reopens the six-man of the year race.
Does it?
Eric Gordon and Lou Williams were probably two of the top three candidates.
Yeah, Lou Williams now the seventh man. So he's...
Yeah, they were the top two candidates for sixth man of the year. They're going to sabotage each other. Neither of them are going to win. I heard rumors Jamal Crawford was handing out cookie baskets already because he wanted to win again, 4 years straight. And Wilson Chandler just comes sliding on into their DMs and he's going to win sixth man of the year.
Doesn't matter. Eric Gordon's going to win anyway. Regardless, the body of work is too strong for Eric Gordon being an absolute jet for... Wilson Chandler to win too.
Wilson Chandler's got it in. Got it in one, James.
No chance.
Moving on, we've talked enough. Lou Williams. Dougie McDermott. Absolutely waiting and seeing on him because Alex Abrines just went off today.
Yeah.
10 points in 8 minutes, no worries.
Without Oladipo?
That was a bit of a surprise. I'm surprised he didn't get the start without Oladipo.
Yeah, I did believe McDermott was going to start yesterday.
We can't know everything.
That's why he's on the wait and see list. We're not sure how this is going to go out. Young shooter, which is what they needed. They did end up trading Anthony Morrow, who was probably the best 3-point shooter anyway. But
waived.
Couldn't play much defense. No, he's at Chicago now.
Is he? Oh yeah, sorry. There was the big debacle about wearing Derrick Rose.
Number one, yeah.
Chicago fans, don't you have more things to worry about than someone wearing Derrick Rose as your MVP who ruined your organization effectively at the end?
Exactly.
Dumba. Jeez.
Anyway, moving on from Dougie McDermott.
If you have a problem with what I've just said, Chicago fans, please tweet me. At TDLA96 at the Wave 1-1.
McDermott's probably not worth the ad at the moment, Tim. He's probably have to show us something before we're looking
at him. He's got 8 points, had 4 rebounds.
It's not enough. Yeah. Cameron Payne, Tim, wait and see. I think that's a bit generous. Michael Carter-Williams is ahead of him. Jerry Grant's ahead of him. Rajon Rondo's ahead of him.
We said wait and see because he had no value at OKC.
Yeah.
Had literally none with Russell Westbrook. If he's good enough and gets a chance, I think he can break into that rotation.
If they give him a chance, that's the thing. I mean, they've got Isaiah Cannon, they've got Rajon Rondo.
Isaiah Cannon's gone, James. He thinks he's Steph Curry, but he's not.
The old Houstonian. Jim.
All he can do
is shoot cannonballs.
He'll get there up. And so, moving on from Cameron Payne, because unfortunately, he's probably in the definitely wait and see if you're generous. Bobby Portis.
You see, I'm not as keen on...
We did talk about him in the ad, but you're going to have to wait and see on him.
Yeah, I'm not as keen on Bobby Portis as you are, Tim.
All right, James, moving on to the trades.
Hazonia's in the wait and see, Tim, as well.
James, we talked about Hazonia in the ads, and I told you he was a bust. You're ruining the structure again.
No, but you told me to talk about him later, which I'm going to do now. So, Tim, Mario Hazonia has... new life has been breathed into his career, and he's been balling behind Terrence Ross. Terrence Ross is, you know, starting as a small forward, Fournier there. Hazonia's got around 20-25 minutes. See what he can do. Just have this is that's probably wait and see is probably again generous. I'd monitor him, monitor his output. You know, no one's going to be clamoring to pick him up at the moment. Just see how he goes. Just that's a sneaky little point of difference there, Mario Hezonja. Trade him.
Finally, now we get into the good stuff. Ersan Ilyasova.
Yeah, value's probably at its peak. Had some pretty good games over there with Philly this season. Can't see his output increasing from what I saw.
Well, so we still don't know because he played 24 minutes in a blowout.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't. But Atlanta's
it didn't
been,
help.
Atlanta's been blown out in both their games since the trade.
It really did not help because Ilyasova played 24 minutes and he put up 5 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists. Which, I mean, that's not his best stat line.
He'll be valuable.
But obviously, it's showing that he's still got some value because if he's getting 10 rebounds, he's playing some minutes.
Yeah.
And Tim Hardaway Jr. played 33 in that game.
Yeah.
Tyler Seflesh played 19. So they were
still coming back from injury.
Yeah, they were the two standard small forwards then. So I recently acquired Ilyasova just before he actually got traded to bloody Atlanta, which annoyed.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With me. Thought I'd done a great deal of business picking up Michael Beasley off the waiver wire and trading him straight away for Ersan Ilyasova. I thought it was a beautiful piece of business, but apparently not. Apparently I got the wool pulled over my eyes. Obviously the person in our league knew he was about to get traded to Atlanta. I had inside sources. So with Paul Millsap and Dwight Howard taking up the power forward in the center role, I think he's playing a backup to both of them because Mike Muscala only played 3 minutes.
He did play 18 or so in the first game. But so
it's really hard to tell what he's valuing. He still hasn't had a proper run. Atlanta just getting smashed, and it doesn't really help us to figure out what his role is there in Atlanta. I think his role was probably going to end up being about maybe 16 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's the probably
which
the
unfortunately
range.
Is a not drop enough. On his value.
So I'd be trading him at this point in time.
You're going to have to make a trade.
Maximize his value now and see where that gets you.
All right, a backup.
This is another one. This is an interesting one. This is intriguing.
I think his value has to drop here.
Yeah.
Because Toronto is a very good lineup.
Yeah.
It's no Orlando.
No.
You got Kyle Lowry. You got DeMar DeRozan. They're your main focal points here.
Yeah.
You got Jonas Valanciunas, who
pretty good post-up option.
I don't know what Dwayne Casey is. No one knows what's going on there. But on his night, he's a good
post-up option. Like it's not like he's terrible with the ball.
See, Valanciunas is the king of the putback.
Yeah.
He's a beast on the boards, and he's going to put that back with some force.
Yeah.
And that's what Ibaka was doing in Orlando. He was getting a couple of putback dunks. Valanciunas is taking care of that role.
But if we are honest, he's probably the fourth option offensively in that starting lineup.
Yeah, because you don't think... what's his name, the small forward?
Carroll.
Do you play for Toronto? Yeah, he does too. We're just talking about that in PJ Tucker. They're not the scorers, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Valanciunas is ahead of Ibaka, I would think, in the the offensive rankings. So I think Ibaka's probably best minutes will come when they go small with Patrick Patterson and Ibaka as the center and the power forward. Not really going small. You're still staying tall. It's just you got a couple of stretch players on the floor for extra spacing. But, Ibaka's, his offense will be restricted to probably shooting threes when Kyle Lowry dishes out to him more. You know, that little 12-foot jumper from the elbow that he likes, loves to hit so much. I can't see him getting too many post-ups in the like team.
No, that's not his game. DeMar DeRozan taking too many of those shots for him to... So, and then obviously he put up 15-8 in the game against the Celtics when they scored 100 points. And Kyle Lowry didn't play. He was one of their main point scorers.
Yeah, exactly.
So his value is going to come in blocks because he's finally they're using him in that right role where he's the weak side defender and he can come across and just smack that ball into kingdom come.
Exactly.
So his value is going to come in blocks and three-pointers. Maybe a couple. He's going to get a couple of rebounds.
Yeah, but
point production is definitely going down here.
He's not
going
to be reliable, I don't think.
No. He's going to have his nights, but His value takes a hit.
So again, while his value is at its highest point, I'll be trading.
Because he did play a good game.
Yeah.
Against the Celtics, people will still think his value is high, but you got to pull the wool over their eyes. That's my favorite thing about trading. You just got to pull the wool over their eyes.
You got to see if you can pull a sneak one, pull Daryl Morey on someone.
Pull a Mark Cuban and get Nerlens Noel for Justin Anderson.
This is the steer clear section. This is where we are going to, you know...
Oh, who's there? Justin Anderson.
Swiftly move over the people who, you know, you think you got a gem and you really just... No.
Justin Anderson
for one team. I would not be touching him with a 10-foot pole. Can't see him getting anywhere above consistently getting more than 12 minutes a game in Philadelphia. Wasn't too great in Dallas anyway.
He was all right. Streaky.
But he's just not a very good basketball player at this point in time. Does need to improve. Does have a lot of improvement and potential ahead of him. Just at this point in time, he's not valuable at all to your fantasy lineup.
My boy Roy Hibbert, the newest Denver Nugget.
I can't see him playing 1 minute for the Denver Nuggets.
No, I can. Apparently, there is rumors he may be resigned at the end of the season.
No, no chance.
He's been, in my opinion, honestly, this is a big theory here. He's been brought in to combat New Orleans.
No, he hasn't.
He's been brought in to combat Boogie and Anthony Davis because they both like to draw fouls. And Nikola Jokic is notorious for drawing fouls.
For getting into foul trouble.
So Mason Plumlee can then play his minutes as the Jokic. He can just take over the Jokic role. And Roy Hibbert can come in as a center who comes in and just a bit of perimeter D. I think it's pretty smart. It's a really low risk strategy.
The move was to get closer to the salary floor.
Yeah, well look, it was. It helps.
But anyway, Tim,
we gave them a second round pick that was heavily protected and only gives them 55 to 60.
Yeah, won't come back.
Which we're not gonna finish top five.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we're not gonna finish top five. I think it's only this year or next year. Yeah,
exactly.
So it's probably not gonna convey. So we'll keep it anyway, and we've got Roy Hibbert.
Exactly. So I think you know, Roy Hibbert, although you believe he may provide some value for Denver, he's providing no value at all.
No, he's not. No, you're not picking him up.
Steer clear from him, Tim. He's no diamond.
That's an absolute joke if you think you're picking him up for fantasy.
KJ McDaniels, Tim.
James, we don't need to talk about that. Goodbye, KJ McDaniels.
Buried on the bench in Houston for a reason. The fact that his jumper is broken. Very athletic, good defender.
I remember when you told me he was one of the best prospects in the league.
I still believe McDaniels has the potential to be a very good player. It's just, you know, I thought his jump shot would come along a lot better than it has. You know, playing in Houston, I thought...
I made a mediator. What?
I thought McDaniels, you know, he's in Houston, he's got to shoot threes. I thought it was coming along nicely. You know, summer league, he regularly was shooting, you know, 5 from 8 or so, shooting above 50%.
Are you telling me you based your opinion off summer league?
No. I just thought he was improving. His three-point shooting, that's all. And
James, sometimes you have the stupidest takes and you have the stupidest...
No, you have no idea. Okay, you don't understand where I'm coming from. All I'm saying is I thought he had improved his three-point shooting to, you know, he wasn't going to be terrible shooting 20% or Corey Brewer-like. He would be able to shoot, you know, 30% and actually be able to be on the floor. He played fantastically with Harden, and I think really that was what, you know, I was delusioned because Harden made him look fantastic because the boy can jump, and Harden was just throwing lobs up there and he was going to get them. I think there's not many Hardens out there, and there's definitely no Harden in Brooklyn, Tim, so it makes it very difficult for McDaniels to do something.
I was really just about to say something stupid. I had to stop myself from saying it. I was about to say you don't have to shoot. You don't have to be a good three-point shooter to play basketball. Now I realize you played for the Houston Rockets, so yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
If you're shooting under 35%, see you later.
Exactly.
What's the point of being on your roster?
I think Corey Brewer got the flip way. And Tim, this one has intrigued me. Corey Brewer was playing around, averaging around 16, 17 minutes per game.
See, you say that, but I never saw him play.
Yeah, no.
I saw him play about 2 minutes.
No, he did play. He was there when Harden was not there just to, you know, run the floor and...
A bit of junk time?
Pass the ball.
Did he play 16 minutes of junk time when you blew him out at halftime?
No, he didn't play junk time.
Didn't play Jack Tony.
No, that was with Tyler Ennis, who will also...
That's where Bobby Brown gets
this
to
swiftly,
work.
Tyler Ennis probably will not play a minute for the Lakers.
No.
You know, they traded Marcelo Huertas, who's terrible, got waived. And they've got an equally terrible point guard back in Tyler Ennis. So, yeah, there's that. But Corey Brewer, I mean, players I have been seeing stupidly on Twitter, this is a good move for the Lakers. We've got a first-round pick and a good shooting guard. I mean, Corey Brewer's not a good shooting guard, Tim.
Can't shoot the three at all.
He could turn it on. Never know. Turn back the clock.
Has scored 50 points in a game, and it was against Houston.
Yeah.
But his speed, he's still quick, but he's not as fast as he used to be. Not as good as finishing in traffic anymore. Honestly, if you're lucky, he'll average around, what's he averaging? 3-4 points a game? Maybe one rebound, one assist, and a steal. Used to be very, very good at getting steals. Not so much anymore, but provides no value to your fantasy lineup, Jim. Even if he does play for the Lakers.
I just want to bring back to Roy Hibbert because I forgot to make my joke. Did you know that Roy Hibbert is averaging more trades this season than points?
What?
He's averaging about 3.6 points. He's been traded.
Has he been traded four times?
He was at the Lakers, then he went to Charlotte, then he went to
signed in free agency.
Milwaukee. Shut up. Then he went to Milwaukee. Now he's at the Nuggets. That's four. Just count it.
You mean he's played for more teams in the last?
James, stop calendar ruining. Year. I'm going to wrap up this podcast right now.
All right.
No, we still have to talk about
one more player.
Thiago Splitter. Don't even bother.
That's a trap.
Don't even bother. He didn't play a second in the. I don't think he actually played a second in the.
No. Later. He was injured. He was good in the
Spurs.
They
signed him on a free agency deal. And he didn't play 1 second.
Yeah. He was good in the Spurs and won't be good in Philly. And
not going to play.
He plays.
Fifth centre. What do they need a fifth centre for?
If he's probably going to get bored out, let's be honest.
Jeez. All right.
Let's wrap this up.
James, I've had enough of you telling me that my jokes are wrong.
That was the trade deadline special, everyone. You be grateful for it. There's a lot of hard yards put into that one.
Hashtag trade deadline is over.
Yep.
How sad is that? Every player now is a sense of security.
We don't like that, Tim. No, you can still get waived. If you're James Harden, you're probably not going to get waived, but, you know.
I doubt you're going to waive a lot of players. Yeah. I mean, if you're 15th man, if you're Roy Hibbert, you're a bit scared. You're gonna get
maybe
waived.
You'll get waived.
But you're not scared because you're just going to get paid out anyway. Yeah, just find a new team to go sign a new contract and they waive you too.
Oh, well, money's money, mate. Doesn't matter how you make it.
Gee, you reckon? Ooh, I just found a rod in the system.
Yeah.
Once you get waived by one team, go to another team, sign a new deal, not the same one, sign a new deal, while still taking the money from another one, and then get waived.
Ask the Detroit Pistons why they're still giving $5 million of their cap away to someone every single year.
Josh Smith.
Exactly, Tim. James, ask him.
I just ruined the system.
Not even in the NBA, you're still getting cash and checks, mate.
Ah, this is brilliant. This is probably our longest podcast in a long time.
This is a lot of effort went into this one.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed our trade deadline special. I know you're sick of James's idiotic takes by now, because I definitely am. So we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.